views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we are broadcasting with a very snowy picture outside. We had quite a bit here in Virginia Beach. We had about 7, looks like 8 inches. So, and that's a lot for us. So it's a big deal. And we know that you guys up north are so used to this and not a big deal for you. But, you know, this is a lot for us beach people with our flip-flops. And that's exactly the way it is for us. So, you know, I mean, you look in your closet and you realize where you live when you have 10 different pairs of flip-flops, right? Yep. We even have some that are very fancy for when we dress up. So on that note, I wanted to put a little bit of vibe in there for you, for spring is right around the corner. We're at the end of February and we're going into March here, and we should start to see something starting to change for us, because it's just that time of year. And boy, the Aries energy is starting to roll in. We went through an interesting month with February. February was all about opening the heart and really feeling the love that's right in front of you, acknowledging it, being self-aware, slowing down, and with a meditative thought, just for a moment, to receive that love in and to recognize it, acknowledge it. Sometimes our lives are going so fast that it's actually a slower spin when you look at it from an energy frequency. Isn't that interesting? It's like the opposite. What feels like we just can't catch up with anything is actually causing us into a chaotic spin that separates us a little bit from the higher frequency we're trying to achieve. So look at it that way, because it's a lot of times when it comes to divine energies and the spirit of love, the divine love, that trueness of what's real out there, it has an opposite of what it appears to be here. It always reminds me of the way a camera works, where it's inverted and reversed. So, and, you know, with what we have going on with the energies, that's why we're doing a show today on discovering your intuitive style, because everybody has intuition. Everybody has that. That's slightly different from like psychic mediumship. Mediumship, you know, there's people that, you know, that is just what they do. That's, you know, they probably have it. And I would say yes, more than likely, without answering for them. If you ask them, you know, that's probably in their soul life contract. But intuition is something we all have. We all have a connection to spirit. We all have the ability to ask for help. We have quite a bit of help that's available to us. And a lot of times, if you just were raised in an environment or just, you know, your culture, your belief system, whatever it might be, it may have not really addressed this, where you just were not aware that the whole time you were getting messages or you were receiving answers and you just didn't recognize them. So March, coming in with the energy that it has, this is perfect timing for this, because this whole year, I'm very excited about the energy of 2015, actually. It has a momentum that's really quite fascinating to me. It's just drawing me in. And I've had numerous emails, questions, and even coming in through the 8th chakra course that we have out there. So if you guys still want to get in on that, you certainly can. It is a go at your own pace, but we have interactive Q&As and live calls for that, and a private Facebook group. So we have interaction, but you can actually do the course and lessons at your own pace. So you can join in at any time. But we've already gotten that underway. And in the first week, wow, the questions are coming in and they're like, wow, you know, I had no idea the 8th chakra was where some of those issues were that I've been looking to resolve. So I want to thank everyone that is sending that in, because that helps everyone. And we're really diving in, and it's really opening up your heightened senses to connect intuitively. Now, this course is to go very, very deep, and not everybody's ready for that. But, you know, if you are a teacher or you really want to do that, you know, it's all there. And it's right on my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. And for those that hang out on Facebook, come join us over there. Join our conversations over there. I'm at Facebook.com, Dr. Jen Royster. That is one page. And then for the show, we have a dedicated page for the show. That is Facebook.com/ The Jen Royster Show. If you are a Twitter lover, we're over there too. The show page for, the Twitter page for the show is JenRoyster, twitter.com/ JenRoyster Show. And then the other page that I have for all the other work that I do, and for my website is at JenRoyster. So we would love to see you over there on the social medias. Now, we have the free ebook we're giving out if you join the newsletter. And the newsletter, I list all the upcoming shows, when they're going to be, what time. That's one of the easiest ways to know when the next show is. And so you have an upcoming list, and you have links, and you can go right there. So I just wanted you to know that. And think about what your questions might be for the intuitive style. When we come back, I'm going to start diving in to the four most common styles of intuition: clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and claircognizance. Now, if you want to call in and you have a question and you feel that you are starting to become aware of your intuition, the number is 1-800-930-2819. If you want to call in, if you have a question, or we can do intuitive together, and we can help you, you know, hone in on some of those skills that seem to be waking up for you. This is one of my favorite topics, because this is part of my life every day, connecting with spirit. So I love that there's many different ways. And for some, you're going to find that you have a natural style. So that's what I want to focus on today in the show. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to start diving in and discover your own intuitive style. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Of traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Or if you are just tuning in, we are talking about discovering your own natural intuitive style. There's four of the most common styles that I'm going to go over. And then there's some that, you know, very often, some that aren't as common. But I'm going to go over the four most common ones today. And I'm going to start with claircognizance, because that is the analytical style. That's the ones that don't feel like they're connecting at all. And I said, let's go with that one first. You know, they may not have, you know, you may not be familiar with that word. The word clair is a French word that means clear seeing. So cognizance is, you just know. It's an awareness. It's very powerful in the analytical people, you know, the people that analyze. And the thing is, we have that side to us and we have our spirit side, but claircognizant taps into that. And it's your gateway to connect them together and use them. Most people that do this style don't realize that's what's happening. They just seem to have a very natural ability to pick up on a nuance, or they just know this doesn't feel right. They feel it in their gut. They'll have third chakra a lot that bothers them. They'll have the stomach start to bother them a little bit, and it'll feel sometimes like a punch. It'll sometimes just feel unsettled because something just I don't know what it is. I just know. And that's usually how that happens for them. They don't see it as that because they're, you know, like I said, they're very logical, left brain thinking people. Very successful people are this way. They seem to just know this is going to work for a business plan. They seem to just know that this isn't going to work out for them, or this is going to work. And then their faith goes right into it. Now, when you're really tapped into that style, it can work wonders for you. And it is the way for you to connect your spiritual connection right in. It's going to bring you that information that way. I know what this one feels. I have a little bit of all four going on. I enjoy developing all of the ways to connect because why not? it just help one will validate the other. But if you don't feel the other ones, I mean, if you're not clairvoyant, you don't see things, then you don't see things. Don't worry about that. Doesn't mean you don't have a connection. It means you probably have another style. So look and think about the one for claircognizant, because maybe that one is your style. Maybe it's that you've been picking this up the whole time. You just didn't acknowledge it as what it was. You can test this. You can ask a question in your prayers and put it out there, like to the universe, your angels, to guides, and say, you know, I don't feel like I connect to you, but I'm going to give this a try. You know, the claircognizant needs more proof, so to speak. And that what's funny about that is most people that are in this intuitive field or psychic field, we are skeptical because we want to know that it's real, too. I mean, you will find some of your biggest skeptics are going to be people like what I do, because we want to know that it's true and authentic just as much as you do. So, yeah, you're allowed to challenge that. So when you have something coming in, you're like, well, you know, I don't know if that was what that was or not. You can ask for a validation and it'll come to you. You'll see it. They'll also use a lot of visuals for you. They use it for all of us, but the synchronicities will line up. You'll see it in the magazine, the answer, or you'll see it, like I said. Now, this is across the board for everybody, but it's paying attention that that is got some sort of common, wow, you know, that's common. I'm seeing this a lot all of a sudden. Now, not where technology has manipulated. I am going to kind of call that one for a moment, because that one makes people suspicious that are into this. I'm not talking about you looked up something that you were shopping for, and now that seems to be all you ever see popping up in the ads. Now, that's intelligent marketing. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about there's no intelligent marketing if you are sitting in a waiting room and you see all the answers in a magazine that's just laying there, or you're walking through a store, or you're seeing that message just coming up in different random places. There's my co-host popping in. She hasn't popped in a while. There goes Emmy. She's been trying to catch all the snowflakes that have been coming down lately. It's been great watching her. She loves the snow. You're looking for something that is, there's no way that that was manipulated in any way by anything physical on this world. And that will validate that to you. As you learn more about your style, you'll be able to recognize, because what that's going to do, as you recognize that when my stomach is bothering me, I'm also having a thought that something doesn't feel right, or I don't feel like that's the best choice for me, or I just know something's up with so-and-so, or I just feel like somebody, you know, somebody's going to call, or, you know, you get these thoughts and then you may feel something. And it doesn't always have to be a disturbance to your stomach or your third chakra. The third chakra, by the way, for people that are not familiar with that, is right at your solar plexus. It's where you would cross your arms across the front of you. And if you're crossing your arms a lot, you're probably blocking that third chakra from energy. You're trying to protect yourself a little bit because you'll really feel it there. And you'll know that you may have a little tickle. You may have a little wave. You'll start to connect this. As soon as that happens with your third chakra, you feel that sensation there in the middle of your abdomen. Try to make a point to, wait a minute, what was I just thinking about? Or what was going through my mind that was feeling a little suspicious? Or what idea was popping through? Or what was going on there? It'll help you connect to it so much easier, and you'll really start to tie the loose ends together, and it'll start working for you much stronger, and you'll have a lot less doubting. You'll start to feel that it's strengthening, and you're confident with, as soon as you feel it. You won't have to second guess. You won't hesitate. Certain things in life will feel a little more challenging, but you'll get it, and you'll just know, literally. This one is the all-knowing. When you were a child, One of the biggest indicators that you are a claircognizant by nature is that you were probably called a know-it-all. You're a know-it-all. Yeah. Have you had anybody say like, oh, you just seem to know everything, or you just think you know everything? And it can be frustrating for a young child that is claircognizant. And you may have a child that's claircognizant, but if you are that way and you are just picking all this stuff up, you may not even understand it. So you're trying to help. And then people don't take it as that. They take it as you're just trying to tell me what to do. You know, it's kind of this big cycle starts. So for everybody, there's basically you're just not aware of what was going on. Now, I'm not trying to blow ego up for those that are claircognizant, but at the same time, they also have to learn. They have to learn some patience for others that may not be seeing the world the way they do. They also have to learn and harness ways that would be a little probably more gentle to deliver their messages, and when to not say anything because it's going against somebody's free will. That's probably one of the most frustrating parts about it, because it's not that we go out there and we just tell everybody what to do. I even went through that a little bit younger. And I humbly say that I did have that one going on, because then I just felt like I had to tell my sisters what to do, of course. And you know how, you know, I'm sure they didn't appreciate that. So I'm going on the air publicly saying I'm sorry for that, because I did not mean that in any way. I just was really trying to protect them. I felt very, very protective over people. And I had to learn how to be careful with that. And I had to learn how to deliver that in a way that would have a positive outcome, where they wouldn't be so offended by it. Now, some people are just going to be. Some people are going to be, and you have to be okay with that too. That's part of the soul growth. If you think of it, look at the wonderful advanced sages of wisdom that we have out there, like Dalai Lama, or, you know, how Gandhi was, and, you know, how some, like Buddha was. They just don't let it bother them. They are answering the questions as the person is ready for them. You know, the teacher appears when the student's ready, kind of thing. We're learning to grow into that, because we are so excited when we realize, oh my gosh, I have information that I want to share. And that's my famous line that I've put out before. I have no idea where this phrase came from, and I would credit if I knew. But, you know, we're charging hell with a squirt gun when we go out there overzealous like that, and we mean well, but we're squashing and stomping all over everybody when we do that. So just think how far you would get with a squirt gun, right? In a place like that. So that's the analogy for that. Now we're going to go over clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience as well during the show. So if you have a question about any of these that I'm bringing up, or you're curious about anything, just let us know. 1-800-930-2819. For those that listen on podcasts, which I know that may happen with other parts of the world in different time zones, if you're listening to this later after the live broadcast, send me a message at jenroyster.com. I will definitely answer that for you. If it's related to the show, I'll answer it on the next show. Well, we'll just take it and do that, because I want to help you. I really do. That's why we do the show. It's all about helping. It's all about helping you find what you're looking for. And these are things that are natural to you. These are gifts, and they call them gifts, but honestly, it's just part of our makeup. We just have to turn it on and connect it, and there you go. Life's a lot easier. So stay with us. We're taking a short break. When we come back, we're going to dive into clairvoyance. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B, Intuit.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, our topic today is discovering your own natural intuitive style. And I'm going over the four most common styles: clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and claircognizance. And we went over claircognizance in the last segment. So in this segment, I'm going to start off with clairvoyance. That one is probably the most popular and most familiar word that most people know. That is the one where you're seeing. You're seeing spirit. And just to explain that a little bit more, when it first starts opening up for some people, I actually had this question come in from a 6-year-old that I had a session with. I've been working with intuitive children now for several years, and know these beautiful children since they were born, and I just continue to be honored to be a part of their life. But he's a very connected, you know, beautiful soul, and he said, I'm seeing all these flashing pictures. And I said, can you make out what they are? And he said, not quite. It's moving too fast. My own children have asked me that before too, and I have seen that. So that's a common one that I have personally noticed in the work that I do with people. But it looks like a slideshow going way too fast. It's just boom, 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 boom. Very fast. The pictures change so quickly and you can't quite make it out. I had the question come in, how can I slow them down so I can make out what they are? Great question. And, you know, that's how clairvoyance will start to come through. And it will usually come through when you're not thinking or trying to see it, because it's using your third eye, your spiritual eye, your mind's eye, It's using the your sixth chakra. That eye is between the two eyebrows, right, in your forehead. And it'll use your imagination, your mind, which that's what it'll feel like sometimes. It's called the mind's eye. But you're starting to see this as if it's there. And wait, was that real or not real? Am I just imagining? You know, some people are not sure if they're seeing things. And that can be part of the concern. Is this an hallucination or am I seeing something? Well, that's easy to rule out. You can rule out whether you're having a side effect from something or if you're seeing, okay, you know, just by going through a medical checklist to make sure everything's okay. Honestly, that is a logical thing to do when you're not sure. But clairvoyance is a spiritual sight. It's a second sight. And it will start with those flashes and they will start to hang a little bit longer. And it comes on gradually. And I say thank you to Spirit for doing that gradually, because if it was blown open quickly and it was just there, it's a little overwhelming and it's a lot to adjust to. That happens sometimes with people that go through major traumatic events. They may not have had any of this. And then when they go through something big, it may really open up that chakra a little too much. And so now they've got it all going on, and now they have to learn how to manage that, and it can be overwhelming. You know, you see all kinds of movies and books about stuff like that, where someone was in a very, very life-threatening car accident or something like that. And PTSD, I've seen where, you know, they will start to feel like they're going through some stuff like this, and it can do that. It does not have to be frightening. That's what I'm all about. I'm all about putting that spiritual side of our life in place where it's not a hindrance, it's not frightening us, it's a part of us, and it's a very beautiful part of us that's the part of us that sometimes causes all kinds of debate. Nobody wants to agree. You know, it's this way, not that way. I don't feel that way personally. I feel that we are all going to end up, you know, headed toward the same path, but you know, we all have our different ways of going there. Clairvoyance, it usually will also happen, you know, when you're right in that dream state, right before waking up, you're awake, but you're still slumbering. You know, that's the perfect time for a lot of this activity to happen. Those wee early morning, right before you're waking up dreams, you know, doesn't that seem so vivid sometimes? Your dreams will become very vivid. You probably are dreaming in color when clairvoyance starts to wake up. I am seeing a common denominator with lucid dreaming and clairvoyance. But the flashing pictures, simply ask for clarity and ask your angels, ask your guides, ask the divine, you know, can this slow down? If you have fear, if you have any kind of fear of what you're seeing, it's going to shut it right down if it's from the divine. That's one of the easiest ways to know. There's nothing to be afraid of if it's a divine connection, because that's only there to help you and help you thrive and, you know, achieve your highest and best goals. It's not there to harm you or hinder you in any way. We sometimes have to go through a little bit of a process when we're honing these skills. I like to call them skills versus gifts, even, because it's not like you have a special gift that nobody else has. Everybody has this. Everybody can do this. It's part of our wiring. We just have to brush the cobwebs off and start using it. The pictures slow down and start to come into focus more clear as fear lifts. Fear really is, I think, some of the veil. You know, I think it almost goes hand in hand. I think fear equals the veil sometimes. You know, this is my perception of it, because the more the fear is lifted, the thinner the veil becomes where you can see clearly. It just keeps it clouded over and keeps you in a place that you can't move forward. So If you are working with Archangel Michael before you go to sleep at night, if that seems to be the active time for you, or anytime you're feeling, whoa, what's going on? I don't know what all this is. Just simply ask him to shield you, protect you, and go into that protective. You know, you can say, please remove any of the toxic energies that seem to be bothering you or causing any kind of disturbance. You don't want to connect to anything negative like that anyway. That's really not the ultimate goal here. You're wanting to connect with what's going to lift you. It should be feeling like it lifts you. Lifting you and just really feeling. And it's funny because the deeper you go into meditation, the more you lift. It's kind of like that opposite again, right? Have you noticed if you've ever done hypnosis, they're always taking you downstairs or upstairs, you know. And, you know, that is to help you go into that deeper state so you can connect. It kind of is shifting you out of that conscious mode into the subconscious mode. And the subconscious mode is very connected to the spiritual side of you. So that's where you tap into that. So that's why it's so much easier for angels or spirit guides or any kind of pictures or flashing to come through. Even a loved one will come through that way in that state. Now, as you grow with it and you just allow it, don't try to see the pictures. If it flashes for you that way, don't try to see them. Like as soon as you try to see them, or you thought you saw something out of the corner of your eye and you turn around to try to look at it, once you put your physical eyes into it, you're not going to see it because now you're trying to see it physically and it's a spiritual mind eye experience. So that's the big one on the clairvoyance. And clairaudience is an interesting one. Clairaudience, quickly, I'm going to jump into that quickly. Clairaudience is the clear hearing. And if you have the high-pitched tones or you know, you're hearing, it's the telepathy and you feel like you're hearing, you feel like, am I hearing thoughts of somebody else? And you're hearing the messages come in. You hear it. You hear spirit guides. You hear the angels. You hear the high-pitched sounds. Honing that frequency in can be fun because you're going, is there something going on with my hearing? Absolutely go make sure you don't have anything going on that's a medical reason for that. But I have been hearing more and more, pardon the pun, been hearing more and more and more that many people are hearing these high-pitched frequencies. There's nothing wrong with their hearing. They're hearing the frequencies. They're starting to connect in. So clairaudience is hearing it. Clairvoyance is seeing it. Claircognizance is just knowing. I have no idea how I know. I just know. So the audience can kind of be like, what am I got? I'm hearing voices in my head. Clairaudience should sound like your own voice talking to you. Your higher self would be more of your own voice. It's going to be in that. If you have things that are frightening you there, again, call in the angels to protect you and take anything negative away. If you're just not ready to go there, you can say, please leave me alone. I'm not ready for that right now. You have free will here. So nothing's forcing you to do this. But the more you understand something you're frightened of, the more empowered you feel. So think of it that way. We're going to take a short break. When I come back, I'm going to go over the last one of the four, clairsentience, which is very much connected for the empathic people. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going home.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B-Intuit.
would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Just mad about saffron. Oh, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. Wow, this show went fast for me. Goodness, it just, an hour goes by so fast. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about discovering your intuitive style. And we have gone over the four most common. I'm going to go over the fourth one now. In the first segment, we went over claircognizance, the all-knowing. You just know. That's the analytical one. If you're an analytical guy, analytical gal, if you just know, you can't understand why nobody else understands, you're probably that one. Clairvoyance, that's the seeing. Clairaudience, you're hearing the tones, the pitches, the frequencies. You're hearing the information. And we're going to go over clairsentience now. Now, the clairsentience, okay, that's for the feeling people out there, because that is, you just feel it. Oh, you just feel it. It's really going to be a strong part of your connection if you are empathic. If you are empathic and that's just life is just, whoa, you know, the clairsentience is probably what's going on there. More than likely, I could say very strongly that it's a clairsentience connection for you. And the best thing you can do for you is to learn the healthy balance and to learn how to use clairsentience as a strength, as a gift, because it is, it can be. Empathic people, you have a beautiful thing about you that ends up a lot of times, if it's misunderstood, shoved down, hidden, you know, you feel like you're not as strong as the rest of the world. And I'm here to say that does not have to be your existence. You came here with a very special gift intact that way to feel other people's, you know, experiences. Whoa, that's a big one. Who, you know, who wants to feel that, you know, but you have come here to do that. That's a big part of mine. You know, a lot of times you may have one or two of them that are very strong and work together. Clairsentience and claircognizance can work together quite a bit. You can feel and you just know, and it can just wind you up and really spin you out if you're not understanding what's happening. Clairsentience is a feeling what another person feels. You are feeling their heartache. You are feeling their passion. You feel their energy shift in a moment. You can feel it shift. And I always give this example because it's the easiest one for most people. If you are with someone and everything seems fine, and then all of a sudden it's very uncomfortable around them, did they just get angry about something and you felt that shift? Because anger is a strong, pokey, uncomfortable feeling. You want to pull away from that. When, you know, that person has, you know, love they're sending out and it's just lifting you and it feels good, you want to be drawn in closer to that. And we can repel or they feel the intuitive messages coming through. They can feel the shifts and changes. They feel the little subtle changes of energy, the positive or negative of a group, the positive or negative of a personal one-on-one, or even yourself. You could be walking through a shopping mall and you can feel it change. You know, you may have come home and absorbed some of that. You're picking it all up. And what can be confusing for someone clairsentience is if you're feeling all this, sometimes it gets misunderstood that it's yours to feel. That's probably the biggest one that I want to address and really point out. And actually for any of these, this could apply, but it really does seem to be quite popular with a clairsentient. You misunderstand that it's yours to feel. You're feeling it. And you almost need to feel it to do it in a healthy way. Is feel it as a third person objective position. It's feeling it that way, but you have to learn that it's not yours. So probably the first thing is to learn and decipher as you're tuning into this gift. Is this mine or is that somebody else's? When it's somebody else's, going into that objective seat, looking at it from third person perspective is like, oh, okay, that's not mine. I feel and have compassion, but that is not mine to process. It helps you receive information. This is how this is very much the case when, you know, I'm doing an intuitive reading or I'm working with a client is I have to go into that seat and feel and see as it, you know, what they have going on. But then I have to keep that objective mode and go, well, it's not mine. Don't take it personally and don't keep it and have to try to process it like it's mine. And that's where the empathic people can get tripped up. They will feel it, keep it, take it personally. They let it put them all out of sorts because it wasn't theirs to begin with to process. And it will just keep spinning you up because if it's not yours, it's just going to keep spinning around in there and it doesn't go anywhere because it's not yours to process. Messengers are not the message. Keep that in mind. If this is a gift for you or you have a goal of learning this to help your own clients or you're just really trying to become healthier with this in a balance, it's a messenger is someone that does pick it up and deliver it to someone else like I do with my clients. But I'm not the message. I'm just delivering the message. I'm just delivering it as the messenger. So you have to understand that you have to detach that part of it to allow it to flow in and out in a healthy way. So the clairsentience can really kind of wind people up a little bit. And so I've given you like a short introduction to them. I've gone over them quickly because it's a radio show. We only have a certain amount of time, but you know, I wanted to introduce it to you if this is something new to you or if you are feeling like you're experiencing these things and you came from a world that this wasn't part of it. I don't take that stuff. That stuff's crazy. Okay. But when it starts happening to you and then you're going, okay, this is the stuff I used to laugh at. Now what? You know, I wanted to give you a little bit of compassion and support and let you know that, you know, there's answers for you. You just have to go in and, you know, discover and learn that a little bit more and hone in on which is your natural strength. If you are all about strengthening your gifts, you can work on all four, but I highly recommend that you work with one at a time, the one that seems to be your natural style first, and then develop the other ones and add them on, because it'll be a much smoother ride. It'll make more sense. One style will validate another style, and you will gain confidence versus feel chaotic in it, because you can get lost in the shuffle if you're trying to over go too fast, work with it too quickly, or miss some of the issues that need to be dealt with. It's not about avoiding or skipping over it, because when we help ourselves to this level, we really are helping everybody else. And it doesn't go in any other order than that. We are contributing and we are helping. So I have enjoyed delivering this to you today. If you have questions after the show, or if you listen on the podcast, please come over to the website, jenroyster.com, and let me know your thoughts or questions, and I'll answer them on the next show. If you want to get on the newsletter list, I give out free gift for that. I have an energy healing balancing guide that I'm giving out now for free when you sign up for the newsletter. It's over at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I also have free meditations over there. Some are for connecting with your spirit guides. Some are for connecting with your higher self. And I have one for connecting with your guardian angel that seems to be one of the favorites out there. And as always, I want to send you a lot of love and a lot of peace and a lot of happiness, that it may find its way into all parts of your life. I'm Dr. Jen, and you've been listening to The Jen Royster Show. Thank you for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.